your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Cole.
There's sufficient evidence to link foods such as hot dogs, sausages and ham to bowel cancer. That's according to the World Health Organization, which has classified processed meats as carcinogenic. But Dr. Hilary Jones, who's a GP and a member of the Meat Advisory Panel, is not convinced.
A very large study from Oxford University quite recently published showed that the rates and prevalences of bowel cancer is exactly the same if you're comparing vegetarians to meat eaters.
Fire investigators believe a huge blaze at a former nursing home in Medway was started deliberately. At its height, around 50 firefighters were called to the blaze at the two-storey building in Twiddle, which started at around 5 last night. It's the second fire there in just a few months. No one was hurt. A man remains in a critical condition in hospital after a hit and run in Gravesend. The 56-year-old was walking along London Road shortly before 7 on Saturday night when he was hit by a black car, which was later found abandoned in a road nearby.
This is KMFM News.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister says the government's policy on cutting tax credits is not going to change. There's a lot of pressure on the Conservatives to alter the plans, which it's thought could cost some low-income families £1,300 a year. The House of Lords will vote on motions later that could delay the controversial reforms or kill them off altogether. A Kent teenager's warning young people to be aware of the signs of domestic abuse after her boyfriend left her with cuts, bruises and depression. Rachel, whose name's been changed to protect her identity, was mentally and physically attacked for 2 years. The 17-year-old from Ramsgate produced a video for the ITV Fixers charity, which gives people a chance to launch campaigns. She says she hopes it'll highlight what often goes undetected.
Maybe you're not being yourself and people don't see that, or sometimes people put their wall up so high that no one can see in and can actually see the hurt that someone's going through.
Two teenagers have been locked up after selling heroin and cocaine from a vulnerable woman's home in West Kent. Police discovered herbal cannabis, heroin and cocaine after raiding the property in Upper Grosvenor Road in Tunbridge Wells in April. The 18-year-olds have been sentenced to a total of 5 years and 9 months in a young offenders institution. Delivery firms are lobbying MPs this week over concern a lack of drivers threatens Christmas supplies. The Road Haulage Association is running a week-long campaign aimed at ending what it's calling a driver shortage crisis. It's asking the government to help find staff, claiming the UK's economic recovery is at risk. A Kent mum's told KMFM she's managed to turn hers and her daughter's life around after dropping 7 dress sizes in just 17 months. Vanessa McNeil changed her diet and fitness routine after her 11-year-old revealed she was being picked on over her weight, leaving her struggling to eat and sleep. The childminder from Maidstone's gone from a size 26 to a size 12 and says seeing her child so upset was all the encouragement she needed.
She was trying to fight my corner, so obviously she wasn't having a very good time with it at school, and that was enough to prompt me. She's my world, and I just wanted to make her happy. So initially, that's why I started to lose weight.
Shops are said to be running low on pumpkins this autumn because recent wet weather has reduced supplies. English Heritage is recommending we revert to carving out something more traditional instead.
KMFM Showbiz.
And Adele's popularity shows no sign of waning. Her new single, Hello, has been streamed over 50 million times in 3 days. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz this lunchtime, here's Karina.
Well, it means the 6-minute video was being looked at around a million times an hour at the peak of its popularity. The track is the first to be released from Adele's upcoming third album, 25, which is out next month. Elsewhere, Kylie Minogue will switch on Oxford Street's Christmas lights on Sunday. Former X Factor contestants Fleur East and Ben Haynow will also be entertaining the crowd on London's most famous shopping street. And Justin Bieber is the big winner after this year's MTV Europe Music Awards in Milan. He won 5 in total, including Best Male, Collaboration and Look. There was British success, with One Direction winning the Best Pop category and Ed Sheeran grabbing 2 prizes, including Best Live Act.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, within the last few minutes, England have lost the second test against Pakistan in Dubai. With the light fading and only 39 balls remaining, Adil Rashid was caught for 61. England were bowled out for 312 in their second innings, the hosts winning by 178 runs. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.